was a little bit of static, so I was just having a little trouble deciphering things. It's probably on my end. I would go to, I guess it's KW0Y. I would probably go to, probably take one of my two radios on the museum, but
yeah, I didn't get most of that, but I'll give you a minute to try again, and I'll call on Chris, and maybe you'll get into a better spot. I know you're moving around, so I got most of that, but I'll come back in just a minute. Hi, Chris. K9LOE, WB9CSP. How are things in St. Louis today? How's the weather there? And, well, Missouri isn't exactly close to a beach, but if you chose a beach to go to, what would it be, and what radio equipment would you take with you? Go ahead.
Hey, Richard, good afternoon to you and everybody else on the net. Hope everybody's having a great day. St. Louis is hot. We're still in the upper 80s, lower 90s with lots of humidity, but hopefully in the later part of this week we should see that break a little bit, so we're looking forward to that. But still good pool weather for another few weeks if you have something to go out and sit in and soak. Beach equipment, we actually go to a beach once a year or so, and it's down in the Bahamas, and I keep it simple. I'll bring a 100-watt radio, an ICOM 7300 or 706, is what I've used on the beach down there. And then a vertical antenna that's easy to pack. I built one of those POTA performers a while back, and it does a really good job by the water. And just with 100 watts, you know, you can talk all over the world with that setup. So that's my go-to whenever we go out on the beach. Back to you, Richard.
Which one, this ICOM 706 or the ICOM 706 Mark II Jeep?